With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump believes president should have some input on Federal Reserve decisions.
During his presidency, Trump repeatedly attacked the nation's central bank for lacking vision and ripped Fed Chairman Jerome Powell as clueless about the economy and interest rates. As he seeks another White House term, the former president says he could handle fiscal policy better than the Fed.
In my case, I made a lot of money. I was very successful, and I think I have a better instinct than in many cases, people that would be on the Federal Reserve or the chairman.
Many economists believe it's best for the Fed, which is an independent agency, to avoid political interference. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump's campaign says it has been hacked and is blaming Iranian actors for stealing and distributing sensitive internal documents. Microsoft did issue a report detailing foreign agents' attempts to interfere in the U.S. campaign this year. At the Olympics, competition wrapping up last night with a U.S. victory in basketball.
The four-time NBA champ led the United States to its fifth consecutive gold and the first in the illustrious career of the game's best shooter. While Curry's 24 points led the USA, LeBron James set the early pace and was key in helping the Americans take an eight-point lead into the half. The 39-year-old finished with 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 10 assists while capturing his third gold medal. France's Victor Wembanyama tallied a game-high 26. The 20-year-old budding superstar delivered the host country its second consecutive silver medal after coming up 5 points short of the Americans in the 2021 gold medal game in Tokyo. Gershon Yabusele added 20 points and relentless energy to help keep France within an arm's length of the United States throughout the game. I'm Denny Kapp.
And forensic experts are working to identify the remains of 62 people killed yesterday in a crash of an airliner in Brazil. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ruled that Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. Chief U.S. District Judge Mark Walker says the state's ban violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which protects employees and job applicants from employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. The lawsuit was filed in 2020 by three current and former state employees against the Florida Department of Management Services. Similar cases are cropping up all across the country. Louisiana's attorney general is asking a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to overturn the state's new law requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom January 1st. The suit was filed in June by parents of a Louisiana public school child with various religious backgrounds who contend the law violates the First Amendment forbidding of government establishment of a religion. This is SRN News. U.S. health officials approving the first nasal spray to treat severe allergic reactions.
It offers an alternative to injectable products like EpiPen. The Food and Drug Administration approved the spray as an emergency treatment for adults and older children experiencing life-threatening allergic reactions. The new spray will be marketed under the brand name Neffy. It's one of several needle-free devices being developed to treat millions of Americans with severe allergies to food and other triggers. Keith Peters reporting.
Chocolate muffins from the bakery in the Olympic Village where athletes stay the last 2 weeks have gone viral on social media. They're made alongside the bread and a selection of French pastries that athletes from across the world tasted for the last couple of weeks. About 40,000 meals were served each day to thousands of athletes in the Olympic Village. A team of four bakers produced about 600 baguettes and 900 cacao breads each day. This is SRN News.